Seattle School District urges teachers to follow care guidelines on blessing Muslim students during Ramadan. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 8, 2019. Derringer School District in Seattle, Washington, is calling on its teachers to follow CARE-issued guidelines regarding adherence to Islam. The school district is urging its teachers to bless Muslim students by reciting Arabic to them during Ramadan. The Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR, issued an informative letter on upcoming Islamic holidays and religious accommodations, pressing school district officials to have their teachers recite Ramadan Mubarak, or Ramadan Kareem, when welcoming Muslim students during Ramadan, according to the religious liberty advocacy group Freedom of Conscience Defense Fund, FCDF. The letter also instructs teachers to monitor Muslim students' Ramadan fasting, as well as to refrain from scheduling tests during the Islamic holidays Eid al-Fitr and Eid, adds FCDF. One school district has reportedly reacted to the letter by urging its teachers to follow the CARE-issued guidelines. FCDF says that Derringer School District Superintendent Judy Martinson enacted the CARE letter as official district policy by distributing the guidelines to principals, who then distributed it to all teachers and staff. By urging teachers to bless Muslim students in Arabic, the district is running roughshod over the First Amendment's mandate of government neutrality toward religion, said FCDF Executive Director Daniel Pietra. A school district would never order teachers to welcome Catholic students during Easter with "He is risen, Alleluia," added Pietra. Singling out Muslim students for special treatment is blatantly unconstitutional. FCDF sent a legal memo to Martinson on Monday, warning the superintendent that the school district is likely violating the United States Constitution by favoring Muslim students, and that the advocacy group may take legal action if the district does not rescind the Ramadan policy within a reasonable time. To be clear, nothing in the Constitution prohibits public schools from accommodating students' religious exercise to the extent it would not interfere with educational interests, states the memo. But the religious liberty protected by the Constitution is abridged when the state affirmatively sponsors religious practice. Here, by issuing the CARE letter to district employees, you acted under color of state law to create an official policy that has a primary effect of advancing religion, adds the advocacy group. The Ramadan policy, in both adoption and implementation, plainly imposes liability on the district under the United States and Washington constitutions. CARE is notorious in public policy and national security circles for its ties to Islamic supremacism, including its founding by the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas, affirms the legal memo. These facts are not anti-Muslim conspiracy theories, adds the letter. Federal prosecutors have acknowledged that Muslim Brotherhood leaders founded CARE and that it has conspired with Muslim Brotherhood affiliates to support terrorists. CARE is also noted for its anti-Semitic activism, continued FCDF, citing the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, which had published a profile 2 years ago regarding CARE and its chapters partnering with various anti-Israel groups that seek to isolate and demonize the Jewish state. FCDF says that the CARE-issued Ramadan guidelines are yet another attempt by CARE to infiltrate uninformed school districts so it can advance its subversive agenda. CARE must not be allowed to indoctrinate impressionable school children under the guise of diversity and cultural awareness, states the advocacy group. FCDF is committed to keeping CARE out of our America's public schools. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter @AlanaMastrangelo and on Instagram.